The exhibition season is underway in Japan. The injury bug has already bit some clubs. Some teams have already announced their opening day starters, and international exhibition tests are coming up for clubs as well. We'll talk about this and much, much more on the Japan Baseball Report.
You're listening to the Japan Baseball Report, your weekly English language podcast that provides news and notes related to Japanese baseball.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Japan Baseball Report. We're going to take a daily, not a daily roundup, but a roundup of some of the comings and goings of what happened this past weekend and where some of the teams are positioned. We'll talk a little bit about each team, and we'll try to do this every couple of days as some of the news comes through. There were, after the weekend games, there was two or sometimes 3 days off for some of the teams as really the exhibition season gets into full throttle here on the weekend. And so we're going to kick it off, and we'll talk about the Central League's teams first, and we'll begin with the Hiroshima Carp. The Carp started their exhibition season off at 1-1, but the big news out of their camp right now is the number of injuries that they have, and Makoto Adua, one of their starters, has gone down hurt. Adua felt discomfort in his right adductor muscle, and it looks like he's going to miss some time, and there's not sure if he's going to be ready for opening day as of yet. Other pitchers who've been sent down to the second team and also been a bit banged up have been Atsushi Endo, as well as Yuta Saito, and catcher, Mishimaru, and infielder Nakata have also been sent down to the Carp. It is expected that Masato Morishita is going to be the opening day starter for the Carp. It's the first time in his career that he's going to get the opportunity to pitch. I got a chance to see Morishita pitch a couple of years ago against the Chinichi Dragons live, and he probably doesn't get as much recognition or at least as much props as he deserves. He really can bring the ball up into the mid-upper 90s, and he can sit on that for five, six, seven innings at a stretch. And so he is going to be the one that they're going to turn the ball to on opening day. And in some ways, I got to think it's almost like the passing of a torch. For many years, it's been Daichi Osera who's taken to the hill, but he's getting a little bit long in the tooth, and it is probably time to pass the torch now to Morishita. We'll slide over to the Hanshin Tigers. Couple pieces of note there. They've also announced their opening day starter as their manager, Fujikawa, is going to give the ball to Shoki Murakami as he will be their opening day starter against the Carp. Tigers have opened the exhibition season up at 1-0-1. They did have a tie against Tohoku. And so giving the ball to Murakami, the 26-year-old, is going to get that opportunity. As well as not just that, he's kind of the almost a new wave, at least, of pitchers for the Tigers, as they have lost a couple of players over the last few years through age and as well as international duty, especially when you think of Mount Fujinami, who left for the United States, but he was more of a bullpen arm. The Tigers are the second, also their second team has completed their stadium, and on opening day of the second team stadium, they had about 300 fans that lined up early in the morning to try to get in. And it's a 3,600-seat stadium where their second team is going to get an opportunity to play. And when you think of it, some of the parks and some of the second team stadiums are kind of antiquated, but this is a rather modern facility, 3,600 seats, as we said. It'll be kind of cool, at least for their training, to be able to play. I've been to the one in Saitama where they play up top, where the Lions second team will play, and it's a nice little park. But not a lot of shade for the visiting fans. And in some ways, it's maybe not NPB ready because it's a dirt infield, but it's something that they play on. And certainly the Giants and upgrading their facility, that should give them a little bit of an upper hand on some of their other competitors. We'll take a shift over to the Yamuri Giants. Yamuri Giants are 1-2 in the exhibition season. And their manager, Abby, has decided that he is going to call up a couple of development players for their game against the Occult Swallows on March 1st. And so it is Julian Tima, who the youngster, is going to get an opportunity to play. But also keep your eyes on the Czech Republic player. It's going to be Mark Chulup, who was signed last year to a contract. And he is in his mid-20s getting an opportunity. First Czech-born player to get an opportunity to play under contract in the NPB. So we'll see how it fares out for him. Obviously, made some impressions in the tournament, or at least the two-game series that the Czechs played against Japan last year. They tune-up before the season started. Giants will be playing the Netherlands this year, or should say the Giants. The Japanese will be playing the Netherlands this year at the Amuri Dome. The Amuri Dome at the Tokyo Dome. Boy, it must be late here. And they're going to be playing a two-game series against the Dutch, and that will take place on the 5th and the 6th. So if you're around or if you're up late night, you can get a chance to tune in to the Giants. We'll take a quick move over to the Swallows cross town. Swallows already, the manager has expressed his injury concerns as they've lost some of their pitching already. And that is a major concern with just over a month away to the first pitch of the season. Their first round pick, Nakamura is going to be out for a bit, as is Peter Lambert, who was the signing. He'd spent parts of four seasons with the Colorado Rockies, and also their ace, it would be Okagawa, is going to be out for a while as well. And what they've listed is all issues with the lower body. I think of hockey players where they say it's a lower body injury or something along those lines. They say lower body discomfort, whatever that might be. Maybe it's a hamstring, maybe it's calf muscle, who knows what it is. But none of them are related to the arm. But with that being said, will they be in time for the season and ready to go? I guess we'll have to keep our eyes a little bit posted on that. We move over to Yokohama for the Bay Stars. And they are 1-1 in the exhibition season. And the news out of their camp, it's the first time in 6 years that Yoshi Setsugo has completed his domestic training camp in Japan. He had spent time over in Major League Baseball, leaving for the Tampa Bay Rays and then stumbling around to a number of teams, including the Dodgers, Pirates, Blue Jays, and Giants, amongst others. And so it's not a done deal that the All-Star from the 2024 season is going to get an opportunity to be in the outfield for the Bay Stars. There's lots of competition for spots, as Kuwahara, Sano, Kajiwara, and Watari will all be competing for playing time. So he says he's off to a pretty good start, and the veteran, obviously, with his bat in the lineup. And you don't see a lot of switch hitters in Japan, but he is one of them. And so that gives him the opportunity to face both sides of the plate. So we'll see how that all shapes up and plays out here over the next month as who will be the starters and getting regular playing time. The last team that we'll take a quick peek at in the Central League is the Chinichi Dragons. And the Chinichi Dragons, well, their former ace, the big news for them, Wei-Yin Chen, he has announced his retirement at 39 years old. He hasn't pitched in a few seasons. He did it online. He was a native of Taiwan. He had pitched with the Dragons from 2004 to 2011, and he'd spent time with the Orioles and the Marlins at the major league level. Chen was pretty good. I remember seeing him pitch against the Mariners 1 year in Seattle, and he had a no-hit the Mariners through seven, and the Mariners were getting no-hit going into the ninth inning. I believe it was Kyle Barraclough ended up giving up a hit with one or two out to lose the no-hitter. It would have been a combined effort. But when Chen was on his game, he was one of the best. And the Dragons have started off typical Dragons 1-2 out of the gates. And we'll see how that all plays out. We'll take a quick little break here, and then we'll come on back and give you the Pacific League and news and notes from around there. Hang tight, everybody. You are listening to the Japan Baseball Report, brought to you by Last Raps Baseball. If you are into the NPB, be sure to join us for our listening parties and live English commentary on the Last Raps Baseball YouTube channel beginning March 28th, 2025. If you're just here for the podcast, it can be found on YouTube and wherever you download your podcasts. Over the Pacific League, we'll take a quick peek at the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Koya Fuji, the news out of camp, he threw 78 pitches in a pen the other day. It's the most pitches he's thrown since August of last year when he went down hurt. Be interesting to see how the manager is going to use Fuji. By the sound of it, with throwing that many pitches, I think they're stretching him out for a starter role. In 2022, Fuji was mainly used out of the bullpen. 2023, he became a starter. And then he missed quite a bit of time through a lat strain. And then when he did come back toward the end of the year of the 2023 campaign, he came back as a bullpen arm. In 2024, he pitched exclusively in relief. So that's kind of curious to see how they're going to use him again. But in 2023, he went 69 and two-thirds innings, which was the most of his career. So keep your eyes there. Began his career with the Hiroshima Carp, and after a couple of years out of the NPB, he returned with a vengeance. And certainly one of the pitches that he's working on is his splitter or forkball. And it is supposed to be something that, for him, will give him that secondary pitch as an out pitch that he'll need to be able to survive. So we'll see how Fuji does in the 2025 campaign. Lots of news out of the Saitama Cebu Lion camp. The Lions, Tetsuya Mai, picked up where he left off. They had an exhibition game this week against the Doosan Bears of the KBO, and he struck out three in the first inning, pretty much cruised as he sat on 96 miles per hour for most of his effort. And one thing that was of note is that he really has worked on his two-seam fastball this year, and that was something that he was playing with in the game a little bit. They're saying lots of run on that pitch. Other news out of the Lions camp, Kaisuke Nakata, who was released by Fukuoka earlier this year, had signed on as a development player for the Lions. And early reports are saying he's having a very good camp, both offensively and defensively, against the Doosan Bears. He had a start in right field the other day, which is not a normal position for him. Normally, he's a middle infielder. And they said he's making a case to become a registered player for the Lions so far in the camp. We skip over to the Buffaloes, and for Oryx, things for them, a couple of items to keep note of. They're 1-1 so far in the exhibition play. Kai Nakagawa was able to homer on the first at bat off of Shuda Ishikawa in the spring game against Chiba the other day. And last year he hit .231 in 60 ball games, but he was really banged up for most of the year. But they're going to need his offense to come back like he did in 2023, and he's trying to win the job outright in center field, where he was imported in part of the Buffalo's lineup during their last run to the Japan series. And the other news and note there is Hiroyo Miyagi will get the opening day nod on March 28th versus the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. It's the second year running. Miyagi will be the starter, so the lefty will be entrusted to have to get things done for the Buffaloes here and set the tone early, as a lot of pressure will be put on him to rebound after last season's disappointing year. Our next move is over to the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. They are 1-1 through exhibition play already, and they travel to Taiwan to play the China Trust Brothers on March 1st and 2nd for exhibition games. Their ace, Hiromi Ito, will get the nod in game two, as he is slated to go a couple of innings. So keep your eyes there. Those games will be played at the Taipei Dome. One would expect with the visiting Japanese team and the China Trust Brothers, who have traditionally been a strong ball club in the Taiwanese or the Chinese Professional Baseball League. Keep your eyes peeled there, as they are going to be playing the two games over that span. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to get any feeds for that. I know the Pacific League won't be picking up anything, but not sure if there's going to be anything that you can get out of Taiwan for that as well. We skip over to the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles, and they've had some bad news come out of their camp, as one of their relievers, Chihao Sung, is going to be out for 6 months after surgery on his right knee. He had injured himself in his first exhibition game that he appeared in, major blow to the bullpen. Tohoku right now 0-1-1. And when I think of it from a couple of seasons ago, there was Chihao Sung, there was Enraku, and there was Yuki Matsui. Those three pitchers were pretty much the seventh and eighth and ninth inning arms for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. And now here we are 2 years later, and they're going to be left to sort out the back end of their bullpen, as Enraku was banished. He was playing in the Mexican League at last look. Matsui, of course, with the San Diego Padres. And now Chihao Sung done for pretty much the next 6 months, which is the majority of the season. Well, we wrap it up in our tour today with the Chiba Lotte Marines. The Marines, well, they're off to a 2-0 start in the exhibition play, and they are the only team right now that has not taken a loss in the affiliated games. And right now they're sorting out their starting lineup. So this is kind of like life after Roki, or life after Roki Sasaki. Sasaki, of course, for the Marines, has signed a contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers. and he is in North America now. But the starting six that they're estimating, the four domestics, they've got Shuta Ishikawa, who they signed from the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks as an international domestic free agent. He will get slotted into one of the four starting spots for the domestic players. He was 7-2 last year for Fukuoka. Then you've got Yuji Nishino, who went 9-8 for Chiba. He will be one of the starters as well, they anticipate, as well as Atsuki Tenichi, who was 7-8, and then lefty Kazuya Ojima, 12-10. So four fairly decent arms on the domestic side. The international pitchers that are vying for the spots, it's going to be Austin Voth, formerly the Seattle Mariners and Washington Nationals, and then Brian Sammons, a left-handed pitcher who turned 30 years old, or will turn 30 years old in April. Spent time with the Detroit Tigers last year and had some good moments in the Tigers' run to the playoffs in 2024. Well, we'll be back to wrap this up in just a couple of moments. We appreciate you guys for hanging in here with us tonight on the Last Wraps Baseball YouTube channel, listening to the Japan Baseball Report. We'll be right back in just a few.
Are you into slow motion video of hitting and pitching mechanics? Last Wraps Baseball's YouTube channel has been updating our database. 2025 season, we'll be uploading more video with our thoughts and analysis. If you're just here for the podcast, you're listening to the Japan Baseball Report, found on the Last Wraps Baseball YouTube channel and wherever you download your podcasts.
Some general news and notes from around the NPB as well as some Major League Baseball. We'll start off with the good news, and that would be the MLB. Tomoyuki Sugano, the former ace of the Emory Giants, made his debut this week for the Baltimore Orioles as he had two innings of work versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. He worked a couple innings. He gave up two hits, no runs, and walked one. And he sat pretty much on 94 miles an hour throughout the ballgame, and he looked pretty good in his debut. So we'll keep our eyes on Tomoyuki throughout the season and see how he does. He really reminds me a lot in ways of the former pitcher for the Seattle Mariners a number of years ago was Iwakuma, who came as the number two to Felix Hernandez, kind of an under the radar arm, and really pitched well for his time in Seattle. And when he arrived in North America, he was north of 30 without a lot of fanfare, but definitely gave the Mariners some pretty good years. In other news, and now the bad news, one would say, is NPB players from multiple teams have been using online casinos, it has been reported. And it has come to light as one of the players, Daisuke Yamaoka for the Oryx Buffaloes last week, has been sent home because he has violated the compliance of playing online casino games. And so the early reports have indicated that there's nothing with regards to baseball betting. But certainly in Japan, it is illegal casino games online, or you played on your smartphone or your computer, whether you use cash or cryptocurrency or any type of electronic currency, slots, card games, that type of stuff is illegal. Even though that the games that he was playing may have been offshore, certainly anything that he was playing in Japan, maybe using an offshore or VPN, whatever it might be, certainly not allowed. And so we'll see how that all transpires. But the teams have been asked to do internal investigations. Some of the teams have already reported back some of their news. And we will stay on this one as well because the NPB is going to make some announcements a little bit later in the week with regards to the findings of their team. So we'll keep our eye on this. And certainly with the internet and the availability with the casinos and the ability to gamble, and certainly the stuff that we're witnessing in North America with basketball and these players who were suspended last year from Major League Baseball, whether they were at the big league level or minor league level, I'm sure this is a story that will continue to develop over the next couple of seasons and into the future. Well, everybody, we appreciate you guys for hanging in with us again tonight on the Last Wraps Baseball YouTube channel and listening to the Japan Baseball Report. We are going to be coming up with our other preview this week. It'll be the Tohoku Rocket and Golden Eagles are up next. We'll have that one for you, and it'll be our season preview for them a little bit later. Appreciate you guys once again, and stick around here. We'll give you our information if you want to contact us, and then we'll sign out. We'll see you again tomorrow or later in the week with our Tohoku Rocket and Golden Eagles report.
The Japan Baseball Report has been brought to you by Last Wraps Baseball. you would like to reach us with questions or comments, our email address is info@lastcraftsbaseball.com. We'll respond to as many comments and questions in the upcoming episodes that we can. We appreciate your listenership and look forward to seeing you at one of our live stream listening parties this season.